Good evening and welcome to town council meeting. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login or dial information, and to the extent known. Agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building and municipal court and two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy of official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the order office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. The township continues to use remote meeting format in effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19. As a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through the Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions that you might have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again and the council administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the township council is always available via email and phone. And you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or login in a user account. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Siri, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Here.
Councilman Espinosa?
Here.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse? Councilman Shaw?
Yeah.
Council President Aaron?
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Present.
Chief of Staff Dana Corbin?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch.
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Please stand for the flag salute.
United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number 5, comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on the agenda.
No comments, Council President.
Council President, just wanted to notify we had to push a second reading of an ordinance for the Ethelwood West special assessments to next meeting, just to make sure that we comply with all notice requirements in the statute. And that'll be on the February 28th meeting.
Move to number 6, open to the public, comments regarding items number 12, consent agenda item. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt and press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and your address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed all comments or questions. This is for the consent agenda item.
Okay. Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi, this is Pratik Patel, 29 Redwood Road.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I just need to get clarification on number T, authorizing township assessor to file appeals, complaints, and cross petitions of appeals and counterclaims. Can you please elaborate a little bit more on that? What's left?
That's the one I have a question on.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. Is that the only item you have a question on?
Yes, at the moment. Yes, if it's for number 12. I'm just going over to the papers right now, but number 12. And is the YPCC, is that the YMC or that? No. Let me check that. I think that's pretty much it for now.
Council President, I can answer that question. In regard to, this is a standard resolution we do every year annually, and it gives the assessor, without having to come to the council for every litigation matter on a tax appeal, to be able to handle the tax appeal and appropriately file, as I said, counterclaims, etc., in regard to those tax appeals to make sure we can defend them appropriately.
Thank you, Raj.
And Raj, I think he was also asking about the ordinance for the YMCA fee structure.
Oh yeah, that was, that's not consent. Yeah, we can answer that question later on in a general comment period.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Moving to item number 7, ordinance on a second reading, authorizing acquisition of block 12302, lot 103, for public purpose. This is open to the public. Mrs. Cedar, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Certain Property Identified as Block 12302, Lot 1.03 in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public purpose pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, was introduced on the third day of January 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the sixth day of January 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 24th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage to be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-01.
This is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt and press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, your address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed all comments or questions.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised for this agenda item.
Yeah, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion. Shaw.
Second.
I second it. Dennis.
City, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn.
Yes. Item passes the second reading. Item number 8, ordinance on a second reading, authorizing adoption of redevelopment plan for block 1701, lot 2.03, 41 Brunswick Avenue. This is also open to the public. Cedar, would please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Adopting a Redevelopment Plan for Block 1701, Lot 2.03, 4100 New Brunswick Avenue, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the third day of January 2023, and had passed the first reading and was published on the sixth day of January 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 24th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-02.
This is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click on the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, your address, and know you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comment or question.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised for this agenda item.
Close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
City, please take the roll.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes on the second reading. Moving to number 9, bond ordinance on the first reading, $2,900,000 International Avenue road improvements, and there's a resolution adopting ordinance. Let's see if you please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Bond Ordinance Providing for the International Avenue Road Improvement Project in and by the Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex, New Jersey, appropriating $2 million therefore and authorizing the issuance of $1,900,000 bonds or notes of the Township to finance part of the cost thereof, was introduced on the third day of January 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the sixth day of January 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 24th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-03.
Do I have a motion?
I so move.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Have a second?
Second, Carmichael.
See, if you could take the roll.
This is a second reading. You have to open it to the public. That's a typo.
Okay. Bottom line, this is the second reading. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, your address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hey, this is the number 10, correct? Number 9 or 10?
Number 9.
Number 9. Just one quick question. What's the total
you
mileage?
Can you state your name and your address?
Pratik Patel, 29 Redwood Road. What's the total mile of this road that is going to be resurfaced on International Avenue? And the second question that I have is this funding provided by DOT or is it provided by Middlesex County?
If I may, Council President, I can answer that question. That it's funded by the taxpayers of this town. This is not a DOT and or county project because it's a municipal street. It's a very long street. I don't know the actual linear foot that's out there, but it's one of the larger streets over in the North Stoughton region. As a matter of fact, this will be the last, this year we'll have reconstructed all the major streets in the North Stoughton region. We already have a current contract with Ethel Road, current contract with Justice Street. We will be awarding this contract sometime in March or April, and then as well as in May, Ethel Road West, and that'll take care of the North Stoughton region and Piscataway with the reconstruction of all the streets.
Thank you, Mayor.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised for this agenda.
Close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
And second.
I second, Carmichael.
Susie, please take a roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Nguyen.
Yes, item passes. Item number 10, ordinance on a second reading authorizing revision of the Township Piscataway Community Center membership fees, categories, and revision of Sterling Village rental rates. This is open to the public. Seated, please read the ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance authorizing the revision of the Township of Piscataway Community Center membership fees and categories, and revision of Sterling Village rental rates was introduced on the third day of January 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the sixth day of January 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 24th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-04.
This is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, your address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. Council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi. This is just regarding how this taxes are structured because it to me.
Please state your name and your address.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redwood Road. This is in context of how taxes are structured because every day I get this funny feeling about what is subsidized by taxes, what is subsidized by insurance, and what is subsidized by state grants. In reference to Sterling Village, I have a question. Are those subsidized by the land taxes? Are they subsidized by insurance money? Are they subsidized by seniors paying that? Or if they're subsidized by Social Security, which is kind of funny because you guys want to raise Social Security allowance, but at the same time tax Social Security. So, I mean, to me, all these ledgers are becoming like distorted. I don't know who is accountable for this. But this is something that needs a little bit of more investigation. Like, how do you increase cost of living increase and then also tax Social Security? And with Sterling Village, are seniors paying from their whatever earned Social Security or they are paying from their savings and disposable income? Thank you.
Council President, I can handle this. Raj, the Council Attorney. The Sterling Village is an affordable housing community. So the seniors there are paying rent. We don't know how they're paying it, what their income is. They are income verified before they move in and sign a lease. And so they meet the affordable housing income requirements, but we couldn't tell you, where they're paying their rent from. And of course, those rents are the income for the building that pays for its improvements and upkeep and maintenance.
Council President, so Councilwoman Cahill, if I could just state right now that this council does not vote on any Social Security raises, just to be clear. I think the resident was mentioning something about that. I just wanted to be clear on that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised with regard to this agenda.
Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilman Shaw.
Have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Please take a roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw? Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes. Item passes. Item number 11, ordinance on a second reading, authorizing, amending, and supplementing Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks. And this is open to the public. The resolution adopting ordinance. City, please read the ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 31, Streets and Sidewalks, Section 31-1, Opening in Streets and Sidewalks, Subsection 31-1.7, Deposits, Amounts, Disposition, Period of Maintenance, was introduced on the third day of January 2023 and had passed the first reading and was published on the sixth day of January 2023. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on January 24th, 2023, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2023-05.
This is open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear to request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself at this time. Please state your name, your address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised with regard to this agenda item.
Close the public portion. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Please take a roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Hearn?
Yes. Item passes. Moving to item number 12, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda item to be discussed or voted on separately?
None at this time. I'll motion. Councilwoman Lombardi.
I have a second.
Dennis,
please. Please take a roll.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council President Earn?
Yes, item passes. Number 13, announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Cahill.
Not too many, but I just want to remind folks again about the free rabies shots clinic that is happening in town the last weekend of January and then the first weekend of February in alphabetical order. And also too, I missed the first go around, but it's really nice that the U.S. Postal Service offers passport application services at the senior center, I do believe. I just want to make sure that's correct. And one already happened last week, and the next one will happen Wednesday, February 15th from 10 to 1. So really great services here in town for our residents. And that was it, Council President. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman
Cahill. Oh, happy birthday, Raj, though.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Good evening. I'd just like to say, since I was sworn in on January 1st, it's been a pleasure working with this great council team and many of the constituents who I've met with during this month. Thank you for the opportunity and happy birthday, Raj.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Carmichael. Councilman Espinoza.
Yes, I just wanna say, please be safe and healthy out there and be careful. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Espinoza. Councilwoman Lombardi.
Just wanna wish everyone a happy Lunar New Year, and Councilwoman Cahill mentioned the other thing that I wanted to make mention of, and that was the upcoming rabies clinic. I think we have them this Saturday and then the following Saturday based on the alphabet. You just look up online and it'll tell you when your last name, whether you can come on this Saturday or the following Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Lombardi. Councilman Shaw.
Folks, remind that snow season is now start from tomorrow. Don't park on the street. Otherwise, you get the violation. So it's safety for everybody. And we have last week Martin Luther King birthday event. It's a great event. And thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Scott. Mayor Waller.
Thank you, Council President. And I just want to thank the council for voting on the International Avenue Ordinance because this is about 10 years into the making of trying to finish all these streets out in the North Stoughton region. It's taken about 15 years to get to that point because a lot of these streets were the old country roads back when it was the modern day school area going back in the 1940s. So it looks good if for safety purposes, people will be able to walk on these streets and safely motor and bike. That's the best part. So as far as Ethel Road and Ethel Road West, we're adding bike lanes into those two streets, which will be good for the, which will connect into the county bike network on Stoughton Road. That's it, Council President. And I look forward to being at the rabies clinic because I will be having Sandy and Reese down there to get their shots.
Thank you, Mayor Waller. Dana?
No comments.
Township Attorney Ron Google.
No comment, thank you.
And I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. Moving to agenda session for February 28th, 2023. Ordinance on a second reading providing for the construction of local improvement sidewalks on Ethel Road West is open to the public. To a resolution authorizing return of street opening bonds, lot 1203, lot D, 64th-Lathan Circle. Any comments or questions? Resolution authorizing award of contract under ESCNJ Repairs Maintenance of Heavy Equipment, Jesco Incorporated, not to exceed $15,000. Resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract for catch basin, casings, inlets, and manhole covers, Campbell Foundry Company, not to exceed $40,000. Any comments or questions?
Council President, if I just may quickly, for the next 12 to 13 items that you're going to speak about, these, as the council members know, these are the annual contracts or supplies that we get for the Department of Public Works in order to maintain the government buildings and roads and et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead, Council President.
Thank you, Brian. Resolution authorizing award of contract under Somerset County Cooperative Automotive Parts and Repairs of Heavy Duty Vehicles, Campbell Freightliner LLC, not to exceed $30,000. Resolution authorizing award of contract under the state contract M8000 Tires, Tubes and Services, Custom Vintage, not to exceed $50,000. Any comments or questions? Resolution authorizing award of contract under Somerset County Cooperative DMB Auto not to exceed $55,000. Resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract walk-in building supplies Home Depot Incorporated not to exceed $76,000. Resolution authorizing award of contract under the state contract walk-in building supplies Lowe's Home Center LLC not to exceed $23,000. Any comments or questions? Resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract traffic signals, controllers, and camera imaging detection systems, signal control products, not to exceed $15,000. Resolution authorizing the award of contract under the Union County Co-op 2023 Road Material Welding Material Incorporated, not to exceed $7,500. Resolution authorizing the award of contract under state contract facilities, MRO supplies, Industrial Supplies, W.W. Granger and Comfort Incorporated, not to exceed $40,000. Resolution authorizing the award of contract under Somerset County Cooperative, pavement marking and striping various roads, Denville line striping, not to exceed $60,000. Any comments or questions? Resolution authorizing the award of contract under Somerset County Cooperative, collision and repairs of vehicles, painting, DGL, Rapopolis, DBA, ACO collision, not to exceed $10,000. Resolution authorizing award of contract under ESCNJ, parts and repairs for road maintenance equipment, Foley Incorporated, not to exceed $17,000. Resolution authorizing award of contract under ESCNJ, plumbing supplies, time and material under ESCNJ, Magic Dutch Construction Company, not to exceed $40,000. Last one, resolution authorizing award of contract under Somerset County Cooperative, traffic control signs, supports, hardware, and safety devices, Garden State Highway Products, not to exceed $25,000. Any comments or questions? If not, we'll move to number 15, open to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt and press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name, your address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary if you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road. I just have a few line items that I would like to cover today. And please consider this as just an open item for a constructive discussion, because there are, I'm sure you guys are doing a lot of good work, but this is an area where I feel genuinely concerned. Where the balance sheets are going out of that. So the first point being, I was looking at this year's budget of my house, and I don't have exact numbers, but let's say my property tax for a 1,500 square foot house right now was 6,900, give or take plus or minus 200. Having said that, if I project that number for 100 years, the taxes on this property will be collected almost $690,000. My house value in 100 years will never be $690,000. So I would like to question Mr. Mayor and their assessor team that how does this finance work where my taxes are actually more than the income or the asset value? That's point number one. Second thing is, I think Mayor is starting the community block grant and a lot of other stuff that goes on in this community, which is well and great. But let me just give you the other side of the story. And these are examples for people living on my street. The ER wait times in hospitals is almost crossing 5 hours, and you are adding another 400 people. Okay, we don't have hospital capacity in this town. The Medicare dollars that we are spending, whether it's coming from insurance subsidized by the government, subsidized by charities and all sorts of stuff right now, just recent incident, Medicare doesn't cover some dental procedures or in this case, they were covering root canals, but not covering dental implants. root canals for somebody who is 67 or 70 is going to inject more cost than the benefit that they are being provided today. So they are actually artificially inflating the cost and providing wrong care with all these prescriptions and pill inflation and you name it. So I don't know what's going on in that system. I know you don't have a say in it, but when the insurance contracts are negotiated, I'm sure you have say in it. The other thing was, I think, Mr. Mayor, International Avenue, I think the road on Sutton's Lane is pretty bad. And from what I heard, when I filed a complaint, that went into the Middlesex County jurisdiction. It's more than a week to 2 weeks. Nobody has responded. There are potholes that are there, and nobody's looking after this road. So that's another area that's kind of really crazy. And then this recently, I mean, I see people in Congress passing the Inflation Reduction Act and so on and so forth. I had this guy on School Street. He was selling eggs, and he had a kind of mini chicken farm. He wasn't more than 5 or 10, whatever, maybe 10, 15. The township came in and shut those things down for whatever reason, because I don't know, that area is pretty open. Today in America, we are paying $7 for eggs. I don't know what's going on in this country, but when I look at the food inflation and then the government, either regulatory or bureaucracy or red tape or centralizing market or controlling market through incentives or disincentives, it's ultimately people who are just living on wages, they are affected. And the way the
hey, thank you, Mr. Patel, but your 3 minutes have expired.
Mr. Council President, I can only answer a couple of questions because some of the stuff he's talking about pertains to the federal level and Edison Township. As far as the tax rate, the last 4 years running, the council has kept the tax rate stable where either it has gone down or stayed static. And we expect that's going to be the same coming when we go into budgeting this coming year. As far as the prices of eggs, anybody who reads the newspaper or listened on the TV that there's been out in the West where the chicken farms are, that they've had to dispose of over 55 million chickens for having the avian bird flu. So it's supply and demand like anything else. So that's all I can speak to at this time. As far as the road projects, we're doing pretty good at fixing the roads. If we could wave a magic wand and fix everything all at once, I know the council would get their magic wands out and take care of it all at once. But the cost of asphalt has gone through the roof. So we're probably one of the few towns here in Middlesex County that are repairing many roadway miles in the communities, whereas most towns, they'll just fix maybe one or two roads and that's it in a given year. And that's it, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor Wong.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hi, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. I'm just curious if anyone has insight onto the Buckingham Drive reconstruction and about how that's going to prevent a car from ending up in someone's house due to presumably speeding or something else. That was it. Thanks.
Raj, do you want me to handle that or do you want to handle it or both of us?
You can go first. I'll fill in.
The roadway is scheduled to, actually, we're going to be out to bid in a couple of weeks, along with 10 other roads in town. That was scheduled to have any curbing fixed out there and drainage and install new handicap ramps out there and new striping and rumble strips and street markings for the speed limit sign on the roadway. That has been planned over the last 2 years and it's now in the queue and ready to go. As far as the gentleman who drove the car off into the house, you know, this doesn't happen too often. Obviously, you know, it appears that the gentleman must have had a medical emergency. He was tested for drugs and alcohol and came back negative. So, you know, at this point, it was a fluke accident. Unfortunately, damage was done, but the public, the construction division of the building department has been out there working with the contractor with the from the homeowner's insurance company to get the it structurally sound so they can move back in. So, I mean, this is highly unusual that something like this would happen. As far as the speeding out there, The roadway, the police department ran traffic counts out there going back May of last year, and the average speed was about 29 miles an hour on the roadway. So, and under police department standards and state DOT figures, that's considered a very low speed limit travel street, even though the speed limit's 25 miles an hour. That's sort of like in the 6th percentile, so to speak. As a matter of fact, if it was ever petitioned, the DOT would probably ask the town to raise the speed limit to 30, believe it or not. So that's where we are, Raj. I think I covered everything.
Yeah, you got everything. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor Waller.
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hand raised with regard to this agenda.
And okay, I'm going to close the public portion. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Night. Everyone.